Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you on this Tahoots Day?
Tahoots Day, my favorite day of the week, where we get to record
Two Hoots and a Holler.
Coming at you with fresh quality content every week.
We're queer, and we've got a podcast.
With new taglines, new segments, and new topics.
Which is kind of the same thing as segments and topics, but it's okay. Let's move on.
No, a segment is like, I would count it as like you taking a side to do like your joke or, you know. Like
Laugh that's a attack segment. With stack.
Yeah, like that's a segment. Like topic is like our main like dinner point meal of the episode.
Oh, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the tagline is the appetizer, the topic is the main course, and the segments are either like the salad before the main course or the dessert.
Wherever you want to place it, just
the segments are the theater part of the
segments,
dinner theater.
Segments are like just like a little like side dish that goes around sometimes, and it might not be at like every dinner. But
so, would you say that? And every dinner needs a side dish.
It's what
on a slightly smaller plate.
What do you define? Oh, okay. Now you're doing Disney. Oh no, you're doing Book of Mormon. I had to think for a minute, but that's a fine question. But what do you define dinner as?
Ooh.
If you had like a grilled cheese and like that was your dinner, would you like call it a dinner? You're like, okay, that was dinner, grilled cheese, or does it have to be like grilled cheese and like a side of green beans or something?
So I think there's a difference between dinner and a meal.
Isn't dinner a meal?
No.
Okay.
Meals can be dinner, but not every dinner is a meal.
All right.
Dinner is what you're eating at the time of day, hence why you can have breakfast for dinner. You know what I mean? Dinner is like the time of day that you're eating. But what you eat is considered if it's a meal or not. A meal to me is like a full plate. You got like a protein, a vegetable, and a carb of some sort. Like it's a well-balanced thing where like I'm just eating dinner could be like a sandwich. But if it's got to have more components for it to be like a meal.
So what if you were in Beauty and the Beast and they were like, be our guest. And like, instead of bringing out this like extravagant meal, they just like plop down like a lean cuisine. Like, would you be as like into it and like shocked, or would you be like, this is kind of like a letdown?
I mean, is it still inanimate objects that are singing?
Yeah, they're still singing and stuff, but like.
But they plop down a TV dinner?
They plopped that like a hungry man that's not even like fully cooked. Like the middle of the meat is like still cold.
So then I would ask, which one of y'all put this inside you to cook?
That's kind of a downer dinner.
I need to know which one of y'all had my meal inside you. You know what I mean?
No, you would be more of a polite dinner guest. I don't think you would do that.
Oh, I'd be polite. I'd still be wondering though. I'd be whispering around the table.
Do they even like stay and eat with her at that meal? Or do they just leave?
I don't even think they let her actually eat. I don't even think she gets to like actually consume anything.
All right.
I think they just like give her all this shit. They're like, try the gray stuff. It's delicious. And she's like going for it. And they're like, nope. JK, like,
no,
LOL.
No, this has to happen. Which, by the way, I hear at Disney, that's like an actual meal. And Disney fans, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you go to one of the restaurants there, like, you can order the gray stuff, like, as a meal. I don't know exactly what it is, nor I don't think I want to know. But, listeners, if you've ever had the gray stuff at Disney, reach out to us at twohootsandaholler.com. That's number 2, H-O-O-T-Z, and a holler at Gmail. Now, before we bring on our extra special guest today, I would like to formally introduce Shantang In from Stage Right. And let me tell you, I can always feel the love tonight with this one. We have Stacy.
It is bippity boppity tippity toppity hippity hoppity hoot.
And a holler. That's us.
There's me. And coming in from stage left, the magnificent, one would say more magnificent than maleficent, Keithy Kins.
You know, zippity doodah, zippity gay. I'm excited to record our podcast today.
Hey! Hey.
Now, we have a Disney themed episode, and I deemed it appropriate to bring my friend on, who I believe is a Disney expert and who I lovingly call Cinderella. So, without further ado, let's bring Cinderella on. Hello.
Hello.
Cinderella has arrived.
I have. I came down from my castle just to join you.
for you little people.
Oh, you peasants.
It's like I was looking down at you. I decided to join your little podcast.
To grace you just with my presence.
Watching my out of my stained glass windows. But I think I'll join them.
I saw you two recording your podcast in the middle of Magic Kingdom. So I thought I would join.
Just make an appearance.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a good mood.
Good. Oh, that's good. We welcome Matt here.
Yes. It wasn't always a good mood. Good vibes only.
Good vibes. So welcome to Two Hoots and a Holler.
Thank you.
The infamous world-renowned. Cinderella, I don't know if you know how far we've gone with this. We've set up a Gmail account for our podcast. We have a Patreon.
Wow!
Like,
we are international. We've got listeners from all over the world.
We actually do.
You need to advertise it more, though. Like, I need to see it, like, popping up on my Facebook page and Instagram page.
That's an issue Cece and I were actually just discussing, like, how personal some parts may be to not, like, have all of our family members listen to it. So that's why...
Did you talk about sexy time, like, or something?
No, well...
Well...
I'm like, so this is Stacy, by the way.
Hi,
Stacy!
Hi! It's so nice to, like, actually meet you, because I always hear so much about Cinderella all the time.
A good time. That was a good experience back in the world-renowned Sterling Civic Theater.
Sterling Civic Theater, or on my professional quote-unquote theater resume, I changed it to Sterling Theater to sound more...
What? You're one of those who lie on their resumes.
It's not a lie. I was shortening it for space. So just change it to Sterling Theater, because then it kind of looks like more official.
Why? Why do you think Sterling and Sterling are too, like...
No, instead of Sterling Civic Theater, I put Sterling Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't, like, fully change the name. I just omitted.
I see you. Maybe I'll do that too.
Right. I just omitted a word. And we
make mistakes.
Good.
I mean,
and then I could use it as an opportunity and be like, "You don't know Sterling Theater."
Oh gosh!
Wow! But yeah, I actually I met you two like kind of around the same time, because Stacy and I became friends like the summer going into Oakland, like. Around the time you and I were in Cinderella together, actually. Mm. And then Cinderella and I met through doing Cinderella. Her real name is Megan, by the way. I have to refer to her as Cinderella.
I just go along with it. It doesn't even, like, perk my ears up. Like, that's not my name. Like,
no, it's just second nature. You're
Call me by my name.
Still in my phone as Cinderella.
Call me by your name.
I like that. So we met through Cinderella, and she was Cinderella, and I was Prince Charming. And we didn't know. It was kind of like sitcom moment. Like, we ended up being neighbors.
Like, literally.
Oh, yeah. Literal neighbors.
Like, the building next to each other, our apartment complex.
We were on the phone with each other, and you were like, is that you? And I was like, no, it's not me.
Yeah, I was like, I see a woman in, like, a blue ball gown at, like, 9 a.m. in, like, a parking lot.
No.
You're like, no, not I, right?
Don't even look at me. Right. Oh, jeez.
We were in, Cece, we were in the, like, Sterling Heights parade together.
I just spit out my diet.
I know, I know the picture. I know the exact picture you're talking about, too. The exact picture of you two, like,
looking
sitting.
Like brother and sister.
Sitting in, like.
We do.
Yep, some type of carriage looking bullshit.
And
yep,
literally, like, we were just, like, on the chariot being, like, pulled, and all the other castmates were walking. And we were just sitting
it
in the
so
shade.
It was so hot, too. It was, like,
it was
weird.
It was
hot.
The middle of the summer. It was 100 degrees.
Yes, it was horrible.
So for all of the people who, you know, subscribe to the Patreon, we're going to post a picture of Cinderella and Keith. And
yeah.
In the chair.
And I was holding an umbrella because Cinderella was hot.
Yeah.
We're full grown adults. Like,
literally. And then there's like poor little 10-year-olds like walking.
Like, but like, we're playing dress up in a parade and we're grown adults. Like, what the hell?
Literally. Chaos.
Oh,
so,
but that's
it was exactly. So, yeah, we were in the show together and then remained friends after that.
Yes.
And then this podcast came about. And since we started it, I was like, we need Cinderella on for like the Disney episode.
Yeah.
Like, our Disney expert.
I am a Disney expert.
If
I do say so myself.
No hesitation.
If I do say so myself.
None.
Right. So we thought we would just, you know, kind of shoot the shiz a little bit about Disney. We have a few, like, little questions. And then we're going to play, like, a little buzz round.
Ooh.
This or that type situation.
I feel
situation.
So official.
I was actually going to ask, is this your first podcast?
Yeah, and I love podcasts. Like, I love listening to them.
So, what episode are you on of Two Hoots and a Holler?
I walked right into that one.
That's
literally
okay.
I'll listen to some tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Listen, like, so I've had a very busy episode? 6 months. So.
I know. Well, it's uplifting. It's funny.
Okay, good.
It's humble.
It's humble.
And listen, if you listen to the podcast and you get like the urge to, you know, like email us, like we've been asking so many other people to do, like Brooke and all these other people who listen to the podcast, you know, just we'd love to see an email from you. And that email for all of you who are listening is the number, the letter two. The number two. Today's episode brought to you by the letter two. The number two, hootz@gmail.com. It's just like texting,
yep,
but in a different app.
So are you guys going to offend if I'm Bumble while I'm doing this?
What? Cinderella.
Just kidding.
No, she's not. She's swiping through like Disney park actors.
It's so many Disney park people on these apps.
I knew it. Yeah, because it's all like horny college
kids. It is.
I know.
Awful. It's a mix between Disney people and like TRUMP supporters. Like,
oh my goodness,
it's creepy.
It's like a recipe for disaster.
It is. It's like, yes,
like a rock,
like, what do I do?
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I'm like, if you have a red hat in your profile, a gun, and a fish, I am swiping left.
Right. Like, right. Even the people who have the red hats, but like they put a different text on it to try to be funny, like they're not, but you automatically think it is. You're like, I don't even want to joke about that.
No.
I don't have time. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. So first and foremost, Cinderella / Megan. Would you consider yourself a Disney mom?
Yes, but not in like a crazy way. Like,
okay.
We're not like, I didn't decorate my kids' rooms in Disney stuff. Like, I don't buy them Disney clothes usually. I like try to keep it classy. And we don't go like that often, I think. Like, just a couple times a month.
I haven't been since like 2006. Cinderella's like, just a couple times.
No. I've never been. I've only been to the one in California.
But I would not come. We can talk about this later. But
and we didn't even go on like an actual time. We went for like our senior all night party, because when you go to school in Las Vegas, you don't have a senior all night party at your high school. You know, like normal kids. You like go stay awake in like the Hunger Games of Disney, where they put their happiest place on earth, my ass. We got trapped in the park for 24 hours and they tried to brand it as fun. None of, like, they ran out of bottles of water. I was starving. I had no food. I ran out of movie tickets. All I could eat was candy and drink Monsters. If I fell asleep, I was going to get robbed by the other kids. Like, people, I rode the Pirates of the Caribbean ride just so I could nap in peace, because we had to stay the whole 24 hours. It was hell.
Where were you supposed to sleep?
They're like, you must have fun for 24 hours.
Literally. And then it was like you couldn't even ride anything because there were so many goddamn people there that the wait lines were like 3 hours long and they only had two people working in the entire park, because who would sign up for that shift?
Flip that to me.
God.
Okay.
Sorry. We're like, back to that one there. Real quick. Let's bottle that one back up.
Some anger.
As Keith likes to say, Cinderella, have you considered talk therapy? Like, oh yes, I'm in lots of therapy.
So a couple times a month. You're talking about
I think
times
we've
a month
been three times this month.
Okay, so how are the meet and greets now with everything?
There are no meet and greets, and my daughter's really upset. Yeah, they walk by and wave. Which,
what about the parades?
They don't have it. They have the mini parades. Everything's like modified. So it's a weird time, but there's a ton of people there. It's like people, I think, because they're doing a lot of deals. So people are like, oh, this is a good time to go. I don't think it's a good time to go, honestly. Like, I wouldn't come from out of state, wear a mask all day, wait in these weird social distancing lines, and wave at characters as they walk by. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Just like a different air.
Yeah. But there's still people rapping and rolling and doing the Disney crack.
My friend Brooke said that security with like masks and stuff, they're like really tight with it.
Yes, yeah, they are. They like will kick 2 year olds out. Like,
really?
Yes, they're really strict. I was sitting in the dark. We went on Saturday to Hollywood Studios. I took my two little kids, and we're sitting in the dark watching this Frozen show, and I like pulled my mask down a little bit below my nose because it's hot as Hades. Someone comes up to me in the dark and tells me to pull it up over my nose. Like, it's pitch black. Yeah,
they're probably watching with their night vision goggles.
Yeah, probably.
Elsa's wearing them. She's like row 3, 7.
And the actors on stage stood 6 feet apart. Are you kidding? And, but you know they're not sitting 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart backstage.
So wait, Anna and Elsa like don't even hug?
No! And it took me a minute to realize that that's what was happening. I'm like, oh wow, that's they're sitting 6 feet apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just different. And like, we sat and watched a Disney Junior show, and it used to be like you could get up and dance and do a bunch of stuff like with the characters or attendants. Now you have to sit on a circle that's socially distanced throughout the whole, and you have to keep toddlers sitting on this circle while bubbles are coming from the ceiling.
That is chaotic.
I left so stressed that day. It's like, I'm not coming back here alone with these kids. No, I totally will. Right. We'll probably be there this weekend.
You're already planning it.
Well, you have to make reservations now to go.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So it doesn't hit capacity. Mm. But it's still like, you would think the lines would be so much shorter, but it's not at all. You're totally still waiting a while.
Wow.
Yeah, but they have it down to a good science. Like, it's like a well-oiled machine. Like, yeah, they're a little bit crazy, but like, at least we still get to go have fun. I mean, Disneyland is not open. Like, they haven't been able to get it together, and Florida is a COVID crockpot, so
right.
I don't know. Yeah. Nobody follows the rules down here, so.
I mean, I wonder if they were just, sorry.
Well, listen, I mean, doesn't Disney make most of their money from the theme parks anyways? And like,
yeah, that's why they fired 28,000 people a couple months ago. Yeah.
I heard about that.
What? Or it was like a layoff, not like a firing, but. Yeah, I mean, they lost a lot of money during the pandemic. I'll never forget the anxiety I felt last year when Disney shut down. I was like, holy crap, this virus is real. Because they've only shut down
it's
like
real.
One hurricane and 9/11. Like, that's it. They're open. They're open 365 days a year. And when they shut down, like, that's some serious stuff. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're open 365 days a year. Pre-COVID, how many days of the year were you at?
We've lived here almost 2 years. We moved here in 2019. That year,
After Jesus Christ Superstar.
Excuse me, yeah. Mary Magdalene Superstar, let's be honest. The day we unpacked the boxes, I went to the DMV, got my Florida's driver's license, went to Disney Springs, got my pass with my discount, and was there the next day. Me and my kids and like visitors, we would go like 15 hours a day in the heat, in the middle of July.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I got a little burnt out after that. But now when I take my kids, I only go for like 3 or 4 hours max. Like, we just do a couple things. We bring a lunch, have a snack, and peace out. And they're usually tired and ready to go. Like, it's just a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot to wear the mask too. It's hot.
Right. So you said you'd like bring a lunch, but did you eat at a lot of places at Disney too?
Not since we opened, because not everything is open. But yeah. I love Disney food. Like, to be honest, like, I love theme park food. Like, give me all the grease and the calories and junk, but it's so much like cheaper to just bring a lunch when my kids don't eat anything. And
they let you bring food in?
Yes, they let you bring food and drinks in. That's a little known fact. Yes. So, I mean, you save so much money by doing that. Because the food, I mean, it's expensive. It's an expensive experience. Like, I'm not going to lie. And people complain like, ah, wah, wah, wah. Yeah. But it's an elite experience. And it's like, that's not the right word, but it's like a good experience, because it's clean, it's safe, it's like a well-oiled machine. It's just, I don't know. I love it. Clearly.
Yes. It's definitely an experience, you know? And you're getting what you pay for, you know? Exactly. And you're getting a good one, exactly. You gotta pay a little bit more. I get you. Now, for us frugal people,
how do you live in Brooklyn,
in front of me with how frugal I am.
Good.
Yeah. Really frugally, you know? but with that being said, I gotta know.
Bringing like food, your best for sure. Pack,
you know?
I like have a soft
lunchbox,
like bag thing that just carries well and easy. And you can get free water at every fountain. You just ask. Like, don't buy bottled water there. I see people buying $6 bottles of, what's that fancy water? Smart water. Like, you can just go to the to the counter, and anywhere they have like a fountain pop, you just ask for water.
Oh.
Yeah, especially on those hot days. Okay. I mean,
well, that's great.
And you do need to be prepared when it's hot. Like, everybody needs their own personal fan. We have neck fans, handheld fans, like fans that go around your neck. Like, you just need to be prepared. And you need to be prepared for everything because it rains all the time down here.
So, do people get heat exhaustion?
Oh, yeah, because people don't drink or, like, rest or, you know, you have to, like, pace yourself. I would always recommend, if you're going for the first time, go with somebody who's, like me, like, crazy.
Like, yeah, you know where everything is.
Yeah, and how to, like, move through the park. And
what's your favorite park?
Animal Kingdom.
Aww.
Without hesitation. It's such a beautiful park. Like, it's done so well. Like, there's real animals everywhere. Like, nature.
Aww.
Before COVID, they had two really great Broadway style shows, Lion King and Finding Nemo. And those were shut down and everybody was fired. But now they're bringing Lion King back this summer. So I can get
for that. But the Lion King, but the animals don't touch in this one.
The animals puts up a half cast up there.
Right. Can you feel the love tonight? 6 feet apart, we can.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Yeah, they're just going to be like running around in circles.
There's like two buffalo during the stampede.
But another like, that's experience it. There is, are you familiar with Avatar?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the movie.
So for whatever reason, a couple years ago, Disney opened the Avatar land there. And it's beautiful. Like, even if you, I mean, I don't know that movie, but like, it's just really, really unique, really pretty, like, just different. But I think their best ride in all of the parks is in Avatar Land. It's it's a simulation ride that you literally feel like you're flying on the back of a banshee. This is what they're called. It's amazing. And that is like a 3-hour wait. That is something that you
God. Like, it's worth it, I guess.
But the best, I mean, a good hack for that is you need to get to the park an hour early and you need to book your ass to get in line. Like, no diddle dallying, like, chop chop, like, let's get to Avatar.
How many times have you said that to your children?
Many, many times. Like, come on,
no dilly dallying.
Let's go. That is my biggest pet peeve, is people like, this is not a place to like leisurely stroll. No, you need to go.
Disney, no leisurely strolling here.
Insane. What are you doing? Stop relaxing in the middle of the street. Just keep going. It's all these families that are like 16 feet deep and they're like walking side by side. And I'm like maniacally pushing my stroller around them. Excuse me.
Oh my God. Wow.
Wow. Well, I do have another question because, like, you have so much experience there. If you were to kind of, since, for instance, I've never been to the one in Florida, what would be the must see?
You would have to
what
go to Animal Kingdom.
What would be the things I have to do my first time I ever?
Yeah, arrive an hour early.
I gotta do that first, like, book it, chop chop.
The other thing I love there is a safari experience that you literally go through this African safari and it's all real animals and it's like you feel like you're in Africa, not in the middle of freaking Kissimmee. But that's an all day park. I mean, you want to definitely be there all day. I would say that is the number one thing. Or if you're really into Star Wars, you have to go to Hollywood Studios because Hollywood Studios has the Star Wars land. And that is a bunch of nerds, but it's a really cool. it's a really cool land. Like, Disney just does everything so well. Like, everything's really creative and really artistic, and like there's a lot of details. And you just have to like look around, and you have to go to Magic Kingdom because it's just classic. And then
she's listing like every park. She's like, oh, and you gotta hit up Epcot.
You know, you really do. Like, it's
yeah, she's like, just go to all of it.
Epcot
just
is like not my favorite park. It has stuff. It's more like a food experience. Like, it's a good date. Walk around, get food, get drinks.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, food though. Yes. I hear there's a lot of really good, really well-known foods at the park. What would be the top, hands down, your favorite food item at the park?
Of any, it can be like a dessert.
We always get popcorn. I do love Disney popcorn. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
Popcorn? Even a Disney for popcorn?
Yes, Disney has the best popcorn. And
what?
Yeah. Yes, but it's just like so good.
It's just like Orville Redenbach's extra butter.
Extra Disney
my
butter.
My favorite restaurant is the Chinese restaurant in Epcot. It just has really good, I think, authentic Chinese food. I don't know. what? Oh, that's a good question. Oh, the pizza in the Italian restaurant is amazing in Epcot. Yeah, Epcot is all about food for me.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios is more like snacks and drinks. I've never really like sat down and eaten there in a while.
Be our guest. Put our podcast to the test. Put your phone in your ear, Shari, and we provide the rest.
She's been waiting
we
for
can
that.
Sing. We can dance.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, welcome back, folks. We're here with Cinderella. Two Hoots and a Holler, bringing it to you
every podcast.
So, I have a final question for you, and then we're going to go into a little bonus lightning round.
Okay.
And it'll be fun. Yeah. So, obviously, you love Disney, and your children love Disney.
Yes.
If you were to turn on Disney Plus right now, what has been playing like on a loop?
To be honest, we don't watch Disney Plus that much.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
It's to these weird cartoons, like in short YouTube clips. Like, I tried to get my daughter to watch Soul, and she was like, I don't like this. But,
did you watch it?
It looked weird. I couldn't get into it. But,
Well, here's your review of Soul, everyone.
it looked weird. But we watch a lot of Toy Story. I need to watch Mulan, but I heard bad things about it. I love Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. That's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, the new Aladdin I love.
I do too.
Yes. Ever After's on here.
Are you on Disney Plus right now?
Perhaps.
Cinderella's like, we don't use it much here, as she's casually strolling through it.
Oh, we watched The Sound of Music on here. Annie. Oh,
that's uplifting.
I mean, I'm just like indoctrinating them. I want them to be
like, sing along, children.
No, but match my pitch. Stop singing flat.
Not only are you a Disney mom, you're going to be a strict stage mom.
That's why I'm like afraid to sign them up for anything, because I'm like, I'm going to be crazy. Like, I just can't.
You will be that mom.
Craziest moms make the biggest stars. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Have you seen Gypsy?
No, I mean, I haven't actually.
What?
Take note. Okay.
That'll be on my list.
Get the notebook out when you read it.
Okay.
So. Bend it like Beckham's on here too. Okay.
Cinderella's like, damn, I got a movie lined up tonight.
Movie night.
Who's ready for Bend It Like Beckham, girl?
It is a good movie.
So, wow. You heard it here, folks. Cinderella says Bend It Like Beckham is better than Disney Pixar's Soul. You heard it here.
Yes.
The truth comes out. I still have to watch Soul. I heard it was good, but have you seen Onward?
That's a little strange too.
I sobbed.
Yeah, I think I was like, so I can't watch this. Like, no.
Like, well, I mean, I like kind of have like a shitty relationship with my brother. So, like, at the end, and I told my friend Becca that I cried watching it, and then she told me she watched Soul, and I was like, oh, did you watch Onward? She was like, no, you said you cried, so I'm not gonna watch it.
No. Yeah,
it's a tearjerker.
It is.
Disney always getting you with that.
Yes, no, the other all
started us in the 90s when fucking Mufasa dies, like
that literally shook our entire generation. Oh, for we sure. all have generational trauma from that one.
You know what movie I was watching with my daughter this summer? We're watching Inside Out, and I look over and she's sobbing. And she's six, like at the time, she was hysterical. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Was it when,
Bing Bong died or something like that?
I'd be like, you know what, kids? Sometimes we gotta grow up and leave our childhood friends behind. That's life.
That's life.
You're just taking like a long drag from like a cigarette.
A long drag from a cigarette.
But like a cigarette and one of those like sticks, like the metal sticks. It's really
the Cruella de Vil cigarettes. Yeah, that we all like, did. Well, when we were
of
kids.
Course, you took a stick and like, I'm smoking. Oh, that's one okay. Because God. Not all right. Parts of smoking.
Well, I think we are you still scrolling?
No,
I'm not. Are you checking your Tinder and Bumble?
I'm checking my Grindr. Excuse you.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, don't discriminate.
I don't.
You should your I will Venmo you like $5 if you make your profile like head Bumble picture, the picture of you and I in the chariot. And me holding the umbrella over you. No, and we will put that in our Patreon in Cinderella. We literally have a Patreon with three different tiers.
Wow.
Join.
Wow.
$1 a month, $3 a month, and $6 a month. Yeah.
Okay, ask me these questions.
Cinderella's trying to wrap it up.
Cinderella's like, the clock's about to strike midnight, folks. Oh, it's gonna be done.
Seriously.
Like, all right.
She's like, I have bend it like Beckham queued the fuck up.
I need to go.
Okay. So, Stacy Stackwrap, as I call you, explain the game.
Okay, so we're going to do a game called This or That, and it's really just you have to pick one or the other, and we're going to try and do it lightning round. So just, like, first thing that comes to your mind out of these two selections, you just got to go with it. All right, you ready? I tried to touch base on, like, all Disney movies, not including Pixar.
Okay, good.
Try to give equal opportunity here. Okay. First things first. Would you rather ride a magic carpet with Aladdin or fly to Neverland with Peter
Pan?
Fly
to Neverland with Peter Pan.
Oh, not what I was expecting, but me okay. All right, now here you go. Would you rather sail with Moana or skate with Anna?
Sail with Moana.
Ooh, same. Excellent. It's, as long as Hey Hey's coming.
Ooh.
Oh,
the little chicken.
Oh yeah.
All right, now song choice. Would you rather listen to Colors of the Wind on repeat or Make a Man Out of
Make
You?
Make a Man Out of You.
Fantastic. Keith is like, I don't know that song.
Shut up.
Not familiar with her.
Okay, who's the better witch? The evil queen from Snow White or Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Agree.
All right, would you rather become a frog for a day or become the beast for a day?
The frog, I guess.
I love
this. Don't become Ray or you're gonna get swept.
I introduced Stacy to Princess and the Frog and she tried to poo-poo on Ray when she first saw him. She was like, who's this country ass bumpkin dumbass bug? And then the end of the movie, Stacy's sobbing. Sobbing.
Didn't deserve it.
He's just an innocent little bug.
Princess and the Frog is underrated.
It is underrated. We like the movie over here.
Speaking of the Princess and the Frog, would you rather wear Cinderella's dress or Tiana's
dress? Probably Tiana's. It's a little more interesting.
Cinderella with Madonna.
Cinderella, dressed in yellow.
That's so many times that it's not even kind of.
All right. So, would you rather have Ariel's voice or Rapunzel's hair?
I already have Ariel's voice.
I was just thinking. I was like, I hope she's like, I already have the voice.
The hair. All right, so who's a better dancer, Cuzco or the Aristocats?
Cuzco for sure.
I love that.
That is a good one.
That's so funny.
So here's a dark one. Would you rather have Jafar send you to the Cave of Wonder, or would you give up your voice to Ursula?
Oh gosh, a hard one. I'd probably give up my voice.
To the cave.
No,
what?
I'm so claustrophobic. I'd flip out if the door did that mouth shut. I would literally throw myself into a pile of coins.
What? I mean, that's all you could do.
But you could just like, you could like sing, keep yourself busy.
I guess I'd starve to death because there's no food in there.
I'm like trying to find the bright side.
Speaking of sing, would you rather sing with Timon and Pumbaa or Genie?
Genie.
Excellent choice. Now here's a good one. Would you rather cause crime with Stitch or solve it with Judy Hopps?
Solve it with Judy Hopps.
I love Zootopia. That movie's deep for children.
Yes, it really is. All right, final one that I have for you, Cinderella. Who would you pick as your gay best friend? Mushu or Lumiere? I was going to say Keith.
That's the secret third option.
Wait, who did you gay best friend? Who? What?
Mushu or Lumiere?
Are we saying they're gay?
I was like, are you sexualizing?
My gay best friend is more of like, I can't love him. He sexualized himself.
Are you
okay?
Sexualizing a candelabra? Quote of the fucking night.
No, I go with That's Mushu. I remember watching Mulan in the theaters and crying at Mushu. I thought he was hilarious when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Is that why you haven't watched the new movie? Because you have low expectations.
I just heard Mushu's not in it. Well, I guess they took it out for cultural reasons, so that's okay. But gotta get up on your Disney facts.
Sorry.
I just didn't hear good things about it, so I just never got like invested. But I'll add it to my list.
Yeah,
it's like not the Mulan that like we thought, because there's like no singing and anything in it either. So it's like, is it the same movie?
I don't. I think it's like, however, the guy that plays her hunk soldier dude is really hot. So maybe I will watch it.
So you mean like the bisexual guy who falls in love with a man and then turns out to be a woman and then his whole world is turned upside down? Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Whoa, you unpacked that very well. I mean, you're probably right.
He falls in love with a man, like Mulan playing a man. It's like the typical 12th night, you know what I mean?
So, oh my God.
Cinderella's never gonna look at her favorite Disney movie the same way again.
Favorite Disney movie. My favorite Disney movie. You didn't even ask me that.
That was the bonus question. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Okay, this is so random, but Alice in Wonderland is my favorite.
We didn't even bring that one up.
Like whimsical and cute, and I just like remember being like mesmerized by it, and also like tripping out a little bit because it's, you know.
Oh yeah, that's a psychedelic movie.
But I
is the worm like really smoking laganja? Like what
it's hookah.
Oh,
laganja. What?
It's weed and another
laganja.
Laganja. Oh,
the devil's lettuce.
I'm surprised you live in Florida and have never heard laganja.
I don't really hate.
Florida's got the
hard like, drugs. I don't hang they out don't... in those social circles. We prefer like want to buy some.
Meth is big down here, and we don't want to get into that.
Oh my God! You heard it here, folks. Cinderella's thoughts on Florida. Meth is here,
but the weather's great.
So we got that going.
We got the weather, and we got the theme parks and the beach, so it's not all that bad. When you start swiping through Bumble, you realize how bad it is.
You're like, I have been at like Beckham and Bumble for the rest of the night. Yep. Did you upgrade to like the unlimited
yes.
swipe? Cinderella!
I wanted to see you liked me.
Cinderella's looking for a fella.
Cinderella on Bumble. That sounds like a fun Disney movie. Like a
fun Disney movie.
Disney, Netflix. Right. Are you listening? Pick it up.
Right. It can be called
on dating apps.
Cinderella Bumble.
Yeah, but it's
Bumbarella.
Bumbarella.
Tinder.
And you have to find a match by like
oh my gosh. Night.
Or you lose. I don't know. Your account. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Lose
we'll
your account forever.
Yeah, if you don't get it by midnight, your picture on every dating profile is the picture of you and me in the chariot, summer 2012.
We have an androgynous name. It's like Alex, so it's like, who is who?
They think we're like brother and sister.
Somebody asked if we were married. I don't know if somebody asked if we were brother and sister.
I think you initially said we look like brother and sister in that picture.
Super Caucasian, like,
because you do look like brother and sister. And in we're the picture,
both like smiling, like head tilted to the side, both wearing blue, like the same hair color, like you know, dark blonde, like brown.
It's iconic, like, folks. It's iconic.
Like, I have to dig that up now and put it on. The I was Patreon just gonna say,
afraid, and you can find it on the Patreon.
Right, I'm like,
he's already
the,
in
you're
it.
At the $6 level. You get exclusive clips from Cinderella 2004.
I do it.
Right. Hello. But
you're at the $6 level. Wait, Cinderella, could we actually, like, if we posted, would you make a list of, like, what people yeah. should do? And we could post it to our Patreon. So, like, $1 level gets one tip.
One park hack.
One park hack.
And then to upgrade to get the other half.
They have to find the other half.
Right. Yeah, and we'll have the picture of us up there. And then Cinderella, where can we find you on the social media?
So I'm mainly active on Instagram. You can find me at Magical Travel Mama.
Yes.
And I post travel content and Florida content. Good Florida content.
Yeah.
And lots of Disney. Not no math. Lots of Disney. And my kids. And my dog.
Yeah. And I'll post your Instagram handle in our description for the episode
Follow
too.
Me.
How is baby
He's
KJ?
Going
your
under
dog?
The knife on Friday. He's getting his teeth Yikes. Taken out. Like, not all of them, but I guess some of them are rotten. Don't ask. I don't know. Like, they're just
Well, you adopted a dachshund because you wanted
it's
a dog.
It's 12 years old. Did I tell you that?
It's
what?
They thought it was like maybe 5. No, he's 12.
What did they do? Cut his leg off? Look at the rings? How do they know?
The vet knows somehow. And I'm like, great. This dog is going to die in the next year. My kids are going to be traumatized. Like... Like, come on. But I mean, he's like really active and healthy other than his rotting ass teeth. Like, so
what's his name again?
It's a Polish name.
Oh yeah, I call him KJ for Keith Jr.
Not close to Maciek, but whatever. Close.
Right. But you know who I'm
Yes, I know
to.
Who you're referring to.
Yes. Well, thank you for being our
Thanks,
guest.
That was fun.
Be our guest, be our guest.
Be our guest.
So, caviar.
I was just saying, it's okay, as long as you know what I was talking about.
I do. I'm surprised you know
that. Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, if you want to follow Cinderella, follow her at Magical Travel Mama. M-A-M-A. At Instagram. And just keep up in the loop what it's like in Florida. Right? Oh, yeah, like when you peer pressured me into following you on my Bookstagram account.
Yeah, you didn't?
Yes, I did. Oops. Are you still, like, hung up on it? I was like, I only follow, like, book accounts. You're like, no, follow me. I'm like, yeah. True story.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Did it. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. I said,
was like, what?
I was like, damn, she's out. Goodbye.
She's done.
I said thank you. And for I said your time
goodbye.
Input. Whoa.
Did I said
what I said.
All right. I apologize to all the people whose ears we hurt with the laughing. All right. Thanks for having me on.
It's fun. Of course, anytime.
Bye. Thanks for coming.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Bye. Well, that was so much fun.
She really is a hoot in all of the hollers.
Oh my goodness. Talk about just a great guest to really give us the experience of Disney. I mean, we learned
a
lot. She
kind of makes me like want to go. Wants to like make me redo my experience that I had before, you know, and like create.
I don't know if you've ever told me that story.
Yeah, dude, it's one that we might have to go into one of these days on the pod. It was
terrifying.
Followed by like a 2 mile trek at like 6 a.m. after they kept us awake. It was a saga.
No thanks.
And then we had graduation rehearsal the second we got back to school after driving home.
Well, I was thinking if we ever plan our infamous East Coast road trip, we can start in Maine by like Stephen King's house, because that's what I really want to see there. And then drive all the way down the East Coast and then end up in Disney.
Oh, yeah.
See?
That'd be fun.
That would be a road trip. We could make a whole season out of that trip.
Maybe that's what season 3 is. We finally do it. We just, like, book it. We do it. We do an entire season in, like, a week and a half.
And post them weekly.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So those of you who would like to text in a different app, that is your mail app, go ahead and email us.
And let us know what state capitals you want us to visit.
We'll post them on the Patreon.
We'll do a poll.
Yes.
Yeah.
On our Discord, just like start arguing over where we should go next.
Get a Reddit thread going.
Literally.
Just make it chaotic.
All the chaos.
All of it. So I'm very glad we got all of that Disney input. And we learned a lot. And she was definitely a hoot and a holler.
And an expert. So much knowledge.
So much.
No. But you know what we have to talk about?
I think I know. Remember when we said we're going to come up with like a cute like segue to introduce this segment? And then I was like, we're going to forget. And then we didn't do it last week. And now here we are.
Didn't do it again.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Stacking Keith Rucap. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, but you can't say Ru because like Ru going to want that money. And we ain't making that much on this podcast yet.
Well, we're not monetizing it, so.
Oh yeah, we're not. Okay, we can say RuPaul all we want. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Stacking Keith Rucap.
Yes.
So this is going to be season 13, episode 4. So if you have not seen this episode, you can drop off now. But it's finally the first episode where someone goes home.
First episode where all of the queens are in the same room together.
Right. And it gets messy like instantly. They're like, oh, hey, the B cast. You know.
Yeah, because Elliot's little shady ass
I know.
Decides to hide when the other group walks in. Because remember, the pork chop group had no idea that Elliot got to go to the winner's circle.
Right.
So Elliot like hides behind this little partition, all shady, and then the other girls are stirring the pot, and they're like, "Why'd you vote Elliot home? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that?" Like, talk
shit.
Yeah, and Utica Queen was the only one that stood up and was like,
"We had to pick someone.
We had to pick someone."
Right, and Elliot's like, "Surprise! I'm here! Ha ha!" And they're like, "Oh," and then the race begins, kids.
Literally from that moment on. And then RuPaul literally walks in and is like, the race has begun.
Right. No mini challenge.
Oh, yeah. There was no mini challenge. They went straight into the maxi.
Yeah.
Well, it was a big challenge, too. So the challenge was they had to act in like Hallmark style holiday movies. And then the kicker was that every single plot of every single one of these holiday movies they did was the exact same, like exact same characters, exact same plot, just a different holiday. So I thought that part was clever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they broke them into three groups and Rue picked the teams this time.
Mm-hmm. Split it up.
Yeah.
But the teams chose their own roles.
Yes.
And Candy Muse was like, this is my role. No one's saying it. Like, I'm taking it and no one can change it. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good way to play the game, or do you think that's rude?
Listen, well,
you hate Candy Muse in general, so
she did what she had to do.
Would
you know
you
what
do
I mean?
That?
She did. I wouldn't be as aggressive about it, but I would do something along the lines of that. Yes.
Okay.
Listen, it's not RuPaul's best friend.
I'm not judging you. So, I have notes I took during the episode because I'm that level of gay. And the three Hallmark, like, parody movies they have to do for different holidays is Valentine's Day, Flag Day, and April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an acting challenge. Overall, most of them were like, okay, you could pick the weak ones. Gamora. Rooting for us. Like, he's like, don't emphasize us. I was rooting for us. No, like, emphasize rooting. I was rooting for us.
The whole thing was that they were these iconic lines from gay culture. So hers was supposed to be the Tyra, I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you. Yeah.
And then, like, there's a bunch of other ones, but this poor girl could not.
Oh, my God.
For the life of her.
Like, and it, I mean, I know they can, like, dramatize things, obviously, on reality shows, but, like, that was a long time of her trying it.
Yes. And even, like, Ross on the judges' table afterwards was like, guys, I was exhausted, and that was
yes.
the best that we saw.
He was like, I spent so much time.
I was rooting for us.
I was rooting for us. No, say, I was rooting for you. I was rooting for you. Now say, I was rooting for us. Like, no, I fucked it up. Yeah. Now say, I was rooting for... Oh, my God.
You can't do it now.
I know we're saying it too much. See, now I understand the pressure. I was rooting for us. There.
There you go.
Yeah. So then the runway, it was a train challenge, and I don't know, I really liked Utica Queen because she was like doing like a Carol Burnett like spinoff with like the curtains, and I thought that was really good.
And Simone's was amazing because Simone made a train out of a do-rag.
Yeah, that looked
which
awesome.
Was just fucking iconic. It mm-hmm. looked so good.
Yeah, there was a few really good ones.
And then, of course, fucking Tina Burnt Her comes out as a fucking train conductor.
I knew.
Like, knew
it. I was like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, someone's going to be a fucking train. It's going to be Tina Burnt Her. And it was.
Of course.
I know.
Oh, I mean, it was well done, but like, you know.
My other favorite part of the episode, which I sent you the clip of, and then I could not stop laughing. Is when they were doing the walkthroughs. Well, RuPaul stood at a table and they all came up to him, which I'm assuming.
Literally.
Do you think that's like a COVID thing?
I don't know. Also, there was like, I don't know, maybe it was a COVID thing to keep them on separate areas because that's the closest that Ru's been to any of them.
Yeah.
That whole time so far. Because even when Ru enters the workroom on the other challenges, like Ru stayed super far away.
Right. And he goes to Utica because Utica says that character's like a stoner or whatever, and Ru's like, have you smoked weed before? And that fucking zoom in on Utica's face and like shaking her head no, and then quickly doing like a yeah, and then like looking away and then looking in the camera and then doing like the nose like bump thing and then looking in the camera again, and Ru is just cracking up. I literally rewound it 4 times because I was laughing so hard.
It was like, I've never heard Rue laugh that hard ever in 13 seasons.
I was cracking up.
It was so good.
Yeah. So I'm happy Utica's safe. And then I made my own like elimination kind of like tier list, and I sent it to you before the end of the episode. And then I wanted to see what happened. And the winner was Simone, which was deserved. Oh, so well, she was deserved. Really good in the acting challenge, and her runway was good. And then the bottom two is Denali and Kimora Hall, which Denali fucked herself over by taking like the bigger part and being like, I'm not an actress, so let me try this big part. You have more chances to fuck up and like not look good.
Yeah.
Like Tamisha Iman, like she kind of, she had to work a little bit, but then she was like funny, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Denali like didn't get the references. And I mean, like, was Denali's the absolute worst? No. Technically, I thought there were other people that should have been in the bottom besides Denali.
Joey J.
And yeah, no one ever called out Joey J, but I also thought, what's her name? Who wore the flag dress?
Flag dress?
La La Ree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know, so I don't think Denali was the worst, but I think, like, of that character,
having that much airtime.
Yeah, you know, she fucked herself over.
Definitely. So it was Denali and then Kimora in the bottom, and then it was, like, an upbeat song. Denali, like, performed the house down. Kimora kind of, like, gave up because she knew. Yeah, they all knew.
She knew.
They all knew.
To the point where literally Denali hits her final pose and Denali's just fucking killing it. And Rue doesn't even build the suspense. Rue just straight up says, Denali, you're in.
Right. Usually it's like a look back and forth and, like, sting music. Like, oh, who's going home? What's Rue going to pick? Instantly, Rue is like, Denali, Shantae, you stay.
Yeah, amazing.
Miss Kimora Hall, her beauty and grace, went home the first episode. That was my prediction, by the way.
That it was.
Right, I was proud of myself, and I pretty much stand by my list, to be honest. And
except Candy Muse is not going to make it that far.
Okay. You don't think Got Mick will either, and I feel like they will.
Listen, Got Mick, like, didn't necessarily surprise me in the acting challenge, but did better than...
Yeah,
didn't blow me out of the water, but did better than I expected.
Okay, well, we'll see. Someone said it sucks with Kimora gone. Like, we missed out on her, like ballroom, you know, like design runways and stuff. But you know, now they post all of them on Instagram, even if they're eliminated. Like, they post their looks what they would have done, so we can still see them.
What does she call herself? The Bob Mackie doll of?
Oh yeah.
Chicago.
Kimora Hall.
But Maggie Dog.
And the most glamorous in this thing. Like, you use like fucking like so much time just to say two words. Like, you were struggling a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Struggle bus city. But hey, at least you're a Rue girl now.
Right. And you'll always have that. So.
And you will always have that,
and
you'll get more than the season 12 queens got because of COVID, so there's that.
Yeah, probably. I agree.
So who do you think is going home next week? Who's on your list next?
My list is like, it's either like Joey J or La La Ree.
Oh
yeah,
all right.
What about you?
Joey J or La La Ree?
What about you?
I think it's gonna be La La Ree. Well, the next week is the sewing episode, right? It's a ball. Like, they're doing a ball.
Yeah, it's like a bag ball.
So I think Candy Muse is going to be in the bottom two. Don't know if Candy Muse is... Maybe Candy Muse will be the lip sync assassin this season.
I don't know. Denali might have that title.
But I don't think Denali's going to be in the bottom enough.
Yeah.
I think Candy Muse is, like, on that fine line of, like, personality will get her through, but like, she doesn't have the fashion, she, you know what I mean,
yeah,
like, to put her through. So I think she'll be the lip sync assassin maybe this year, and so either she's gonna go home, or she's gonna go home next episode, or she's gonna be the lip sync assassin. That's my prediction.
what, like be in the bottom two, but win?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. Tune in next week for our RuPaul's Drag Race. Stack and Keith RuCap.
RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul, don't take my money. Oh, the fracking?
That's my favorite.
Which, by the way, if our listeners have not listened to Bob redoing
Phenomenon. Oh my gosh.
Go check it out. That is a shameless plug to go to Bob, the drag queen's Instagram.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious. Just lip dubbing over all of it, doing every verse.
Phenomenon, but me, but it's me.
Right. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. I love drag is all over the world.
Right.
Every time. World.
So good. We stand Bob the Drag Queen on this podcast.
The Drag Queen. Right. If you don't stand Bob the Drag Queen, I mean,
you got to reevaluate a little bit.
You really do.
Right.
Wow. It's a phenom.
We're going to the top. We're going to the top.
It's my girl.
Tamisha.
Do it again.
I know. Well,
but anywhoozle,
that was two hoots and a Disney blast.
Two hoots and a Disney blast.
I don't know.
Or two hoots and a Disney holler.
Two hoots. Or, yeah. I don't know. I think I was going to say something worse somehow.
Yeah, we're gonna cut Keith off here, folks. It's Keith's bedtime.
Before this goes on too long.
Before this goes off the rails more than it already has.
Exactly. We need to... This stacks the conductor and...
The fact that I am more awake than Keith is right now, there's something afoot. There's a game afoot.
Okay, fucking Agatha Christie. What the fuck? The game's afoot.
Literally.
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks everyone for joining us on our Disney episode.
Is that going to be the start of the podcast?
Just that Disney episode. Disney episode. It's just that same
Disney
loop. No.
Episode for like no 5 hours.
That's the podcast.
Oh my God. It's like when you set up all of your downloads on LimeWire overnight and you come back the next day.
Your computer's gone.
Well, your computer is probably gone, or it's like that stupid one where it's like, "Hi, I'm Bill Clinton," or whatever.
What the fuck?
Did you ever have that? So you would set up your downloads, and then you would download it, and it would be like an audio file, and it would be like a prank audio file that you spent all night downloading on LimeWire.
I don't think that ever happened to me.
Oh. What were you downloading? Like,
I don't know, like Disney? I don't know.
Exactly, where I'm downloading...
Fucking Blink 182 and like Sum 41 and all this emo Green Day shit.
Yeah, actually not Green Day. Green Day I wasn't a huge fan of. But yes, all the other emo shit, 100%.
Wake me up when Tahoots Day ends.
Wake 21 guns.
21 hoots.
21 seasoning salute. 21 seasoning hoots.
All right, spicy girl.
Spicy girl!
Tune in next week and we'll dive deeper into Spicy Girls and what it's becoming.
Oh my God, there's so many new developments.
Oh yeah, we have like a track list. And if you don't know what we're referring to, tune into our last episode.
Spicy girl!
And you will see where it came from. All right.
Marketing that's going to go for this. We figured out the marketing plan for this album.
Oh, it's...
It's genius. It's genius.
It's in the works. We have stuff lined up.
We do. Anyway, we
can't reveal too much, though.
No, we can't. We're under contract.
Right. So, thanks for being our guest, and keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Please keep your ass in touch. Limbo.